After Justinian died in 565, he continued to be remembered as Justinian the Great and as a saint in the Orthodox Church. His sainthood is connected mainly to the convening of the Fifth Ecumenical Council in 553. This is when Justinian brought as many bishops as he could together in Constantinople to decide on matters of church law known as canons. They dealt with the Christological controversies of the time, which were debates about the nature of Christ and the relation of his human and divine aspects to each other. Justinian had also closed the Academy of Athens for being a hotbed of paganism, which is also a contributing factor to his sainthood, though most modern Western people raised on the classics would consider this a negative move. The appellation the Great, however, could be connected to any number of his actions during his reign, which we've discussed only in part during this exhibition audio tour. In the first mosaic shown in this case, Justinian is the figure shown kneeling on the viewer's left, presenting the Church of the Hagia Sophia to the Theotokos and Christ. The inscription beside him reads, Iustinianos o Aethymos Vasilie, meaning Justinian the renowned emperor. The mosaic itself is located in the Hagia Sophia, but was not completed during the time of Justinian. It dates from the 10th century and celebrates both Justinian as the provider of the Great Church and Constantine I, also a saint and known as the Great, who made Constantinople the capital of the Roman Empire. Constantine is the figure on the viewer's right, giving the city to the Theotokos and Christ. In the modern world, some have called Justinian the last Roman emperor, or last of the Romans. Although Justinian was certainly not the last to be called Roman emperor, he was succeeded by his nephew Justin II in 565, and Constantinople would continue on as the centre of the East Roman world until 1453. He is seen in a somewhat subjective modern view as being the last Roman emperor to hold so-called true Roman ideals. That is to say, ideals of conquest, of active jurisprudence, and of lavish publicly minded building. One of the best ways of looking at the memory of Justinian is through an emperor called Constantine IV. Constantine ruled between 668 and 665 and was known for his imitatio Justiniani, his attempts to imitate Justinian. Just as when Justinian I had taken the throne, many of the empire's lands in the west had fallen to non-Roman groups, when Constantine IV came to power, many of the empire's eastern lands had fallen to the newly emerging Islamic Caliphate. Constantine himself, his father, and his grandfather had all been named Constantine and in some way referred to as the new Constantine, evoking the days of Constantine I. Constantine IV instead turned his attention to Justinian I, who had reclaimed lands from the so-called barbarians, just as Constantine intended to reclaim lands from the Caliph. Constantine began to style himself like Justinian I on his coins, which visually contrasted with those of the rest of the 7th century. The gold coins in the case show a pre-reform solidus of Justinian on the left, a coin of Heraclius, Constantine's great-grandfather, second, a coin of Constans II, Constantine's father, who was also called Constantine but known as Constans III, and a coin of Constantine himself on the right. Although the imitation is not as skillfully executed as Justinian's coin, you can easily see the intent, breaking with the 7th century iconographic norms to return to a 6th century model. Constantine also increased the size of his base metal coins to be of the same size as those of Justinian, which were significantly larger than the base metal coins of the rest of the 7th century. Towards the bottom of this case, you can see three base metal coins. One large post-reform follis of Justinian I, a small triangular follis of Constans II, then a follis of Constantine IV. Again, Justinian's imagery is imitated on Constantine's piece, but more important is the change of emphasis from the earlier 7th century model of produce as many coins with the metal as possible to the Justinianic model of produce large impressive coins. Constantine even named his son Justinian, who would go on to become Justinian II. Constantine also had a mosaic of himself placed in a church in Ravenna, Sant'Apollinare in Classe, near to Justinian's mosaic in San Vitale, and in a very similar style too. This is the mosaic shown in the bottom right corner, although some believe that the mosaic was originally set up by Constantine's father, Constans II. It was clearly edited later, and the surviving inscription tells you that the three haloed figures are Constantine the senior emperor and Heraclius and Tiberius emperors. This indicates Constantine IV and his brothers Heraclius and Tiberius. If you look closely, you can see that some of the tiles don't quite fit, particularly the two faces of the men on the left. Even if it wasn't originally set up by Constantine, it was certainly edited by him, and forms another part of his attempts to imitate Justinian. In the face of the losses the empire suffered at the hands of the caliphate, Constantine IV seemed to believe that what the empire needed to save it was nothing less than a new Justinian.